And Nicholas Poynton is with us for business news. Kia ora, Nicholas. And could a new player enter the supermarket sector?
Yeah, kia ora, Marnie. Yes, as you may have heard in the news, competition has found to be lacking in the grocery sector, and consumers are likely paying more for their shopping as a result. The Commerce Commission's recommended the major players, Foodstuffs and Woolworths, make their goods available to any other retailers who want to access at a competitive price. Chair Anna Rawling says the companies could do that voluntarily, or it might require intervention to allow a third grocery player to enter the market.
Well, there are a number of ways that we could encourage the entry of an independent wholesaler, and one of those ways is to sponsor or facilitate entry through financial support, whether that's private or public. And equally in retail, that is an option. Or if a retail option was required at the far end of the spectrum, that option would involve the divestment of some retail stores by the existing retailers. We know that there are currently a fringe of other competing grocery retailers who have told us that they would like a wholesale supply option where they can acquire a full range of groceries at competitive prices, and that's one of our key objectives of the study, is to achieve that.
That's Commerce Commission Chair Anna Rawlings, and the Commission intends to consult on its initial findings before delivering a final report in November. And in news just ahead, New Zealand's largest life insurance company, AIA, has admitted to making false and or misleading statements to its customers. The Financial Markets Authority has taken court action against AIA based on three core breaches under the Fair Trading Act regarding incorrect and misleading communication to customers holding various life insurance and associated policies. This includes charging premiums on cancelled policies and treating policies as if they were terminated when they should have remained in force. The FMA says AIA has admitted the breaches at an early stage, and the matter will now proceed directly to a penalty hearing before the High Court, thus avoiding the necessity and the cost of a trial. The FMA is seeking a penalty of $700,000. A cross-industry group has formed to support more sustainable financing in the economy. Toitū Tāwhua, or the Centre for Sustainable Finance, is made up of representatives from the banking industry, Māori businesses and the government, with the goal to transform the current financial system into one that is inclusive, fair and fits within our climate objectives. Its focus will be on supporting disadvantaged groups who are vulnerable to loan sharks, setting environmental lending standards for the agricultural sector and educating business leaders on climate risks. The centre's co-chair, Bridget Coates, says sustainable financing is fast becoming the new normal overseas, but locally, a change in attitude is needed.
At the moment, I think we think about financial decisions on a short-term horizon, so we might think about it over a one-year or even shorter period. And what sustainable finance is all about is transitioning to think much more carefully and much more long-term about the way we spend money, the way we invest, what this money is used for over the longer term. And as I say, it's not only a matter of time, but it's also a matter of the holistic impact of what we invest in. Are we creating plastic in the ocean? Are we destroying our waterways? Thinking much more carefully about where our money is going and for what.
Bridget Coates says the organisation, which is largely funded by banks, will act as an independent intermediary between the private and public sector. The US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, gave no sign that it's ready to start ending its low interest rates and money printing policies in its latest statement. It's kept its benchmark rate and policies unchanged and says there's still a need for a further improvement in the jobs market. The chair, Jerome Powell, says raising interest rates is still a way off, even as inflation threatens to get stronger.
We think that inflation should move down over time. Now, we don't have any much confidence, let's say, in the timing of that or the size of the effects in the near term. I would say in the near term that the risks to inflation are probably to the upside. I have some confidence in the medium term that inflation will move back down. Again, it's hard to say when that will be.
Meanwhile, the head of the big investment firm State Street, Ronald O'Hanley, says the Fed is doing something of a balancing act.
I think the belief of the Fed is that they need to get that labor market back up and running properly, get employment at a much higher level, and as long as as long as inflation remains transitory and doesn't get baked into wages, which evidently what the Fed is seeing is not seeing any evidence that it's being baked into wages, I think they're going to stay the course.
Well, it's time now for an update on the markets, and we're joined now by Malika King from Craigs Investment Partners. Good afternoon to you, Malika. Why don't you start off with giving us a bit of a rundown with what's been happening on the local market?
Yeah, kia ora, Nicholas. Look, we've had a strong start to the day. We're at 0.67%, or 84 points at 12,679 points on the NZX 50. Looking at some of the bigger moves, A2 Milk's having a good morning trading. It's up 24 cents at $6.61. Contact Energy's up 11 cents at $8.37. EBOS up 50 cents, at $31.50. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare's up 57 cents at $32.27. Napier Ports up 5 cents at $3.27. Pacific Edge up 3 cents at $1.25. Port of Tauranga is up 5 cents at $7.13. Sorry, down 5 cents at $7.13. Restaurant Brands is down 23 cents at $15.55. And Ryman, after the AGM this morning, they're up 32 cents or 2.5% at $12.78.
Why don't you just give us the open for the Australian market?
Yeah, look, they've opened up 0.33% at 7,683 points on the All Ords.
And how's the dollar looking?
A bit higher in this morning's trading. We're buying 69.55 US cents, 94.38 Australian, 50 pence, 58.71 euro cents, 76.35 yen, and 4.5144 yuan.
And that just leaves interest rates, oil and gold.
The 90-day bank bill's at 0.475%, the 5-year swap's at 1.4225%, and the 10-year's at 1.7625%. Brent crude's $75.77 US a barrel, and spot gold staying above that $1,800 level. It's at $1,807.15 US an ounce.
Thank you for that, Malika. That's Malika King from Craigs Investment Partners giving us our markets update.